I've got our Monday morning producer, Matt, on the line to give us some good news stories. Matt, how are you?
Good, thanks, Willie. How are you?
I'm good. You double jabbed. You're yeah. ready to face the world.
Yeah, all good.
I love it. All right, let's get into our good news stories this morning. What have you got for us first up?
Okay, so first up, we've got a missing cat.
Okay, missing cat.
Yeah, so a woman in Jersey, so in England, lost her cat named Alfie in 2009 when he was four-ish years old after he went on an adventure, she said, and he never returned. That was 12 years ago.
Oh, my God. So, okay.
Yeah. So he was apparently very known for exploring, and he used to get into people's cars. And so he just disappeared one day, never came back from one of his adventures. And they found him again when she saw an ad for a stray at the JSPCA, which I think is like our RSPCA.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. And it looked very much like him. So she kind of went to look at him, saw it was definitely him, except he had aged quite a bit. And apparently he had been rehomed in 2014 and had also had multiple homes since he had disappeared. But immediately he knew who she was like extremely affectionate, getting on her lap, rubbing her legs.
Oh, my yeah. God. So Alfie, after 12 years out on the town, he's finally returned home. Like, would you... that's amazing. I find that's amazing. Okay, I love that. I love that, Matt. That is a great kickoff to our good news story. What have you got for number two?
Okay, so you might have seen it on the weekend, but there's this website called COVIDBase.au, which is a kind of collates a lot of data in Australia around COVID-19, like the doses, moment case numbers, etc.
Okay.
So over the weekend, it was kind of came out that there were the people behind this were three teenage boys from Melbourne.
Oh my God! Stop it. Okay.
So this is a very popular tracking website, and just out of nowhere, they kind of posted them getting the Moderna vaccine, and kind of showing who they were, and it kind of blew up over Twitter.
Oh my God! So these kids have created an app it's a popular COVID app, and they're teenagers.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So they went straight away. They got their vaccine when the 12 to 15 category opened.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm feeling slightly inadequate now as a 40-year-old woman. I can't code. I wouldn't know the first thing about creating an app, yet these kids have created this app. That is amazing. When did they do it?
I think they started doing it during Melbourne's multiple lockdowns they've had.
Yeah.
And they've kind of been, like, because of their lockdown, they're able to balance it alongside school, but they've been said it's a bit of a juggling act, keeping everything going. And I kind of feel them, but...
Oh, my Lord, that is amazing. Okay, that is... 12-year missing cats, teenagers creating apps. What are you going, like, the third one, it's going to have to be pretty good, Matt. What have you got for us in our good news slot at number three?
Yeah, so the last thing is, have you ever heard of Strava?
Yes, my husband loves it. He's like, if it doesn't go on Strava, it doesn't exist, whether it's a walk or a bike ride. Do you use Strava?
I don't, but I have heard of it. I think my brother uses it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but so there's this thing people have been doing for a while, which is Strava art.
Oh, okay, wait, just before we get in. So Strava, for those of you who don't use it or don't know, have someone in your immediate circle who's using it, it's like a GPS tracking app on your phone that if you go for a bike ride or a walk, you turn the app on and it tracks your walk and then shows your walk to other people on the app. That's kind of right, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And basically people are making routes to make artwork.
Okay.
Out of anything.
Okay.
So this guy in Adelaide, who's a cyclist, he rode for about 8 hours and 150 km around Adelaide to recreate the Nevermind cover album for Nirvana.
Oh my God, Pete Stokes, a lot of time on your hands. Oh my God. Okay. What is it, like, has he done other things?
Yeah, yeah. He's been doing things like dinosaurs, dragons, some other animals like foxes. And he did a sketch of Beethoven on his 25th birthday. 25th birthday.
Okay, on Beethoven's 250th birthday, he did a sketch of Beethoven. Okay, I'm going to have to ask my husband to log on to his Strava and check this out. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like I looked it up. It's pretty hard. Like there was an article on how to make it, and you basically just draw the route on a paper map, and then you have to like follow it as you walk along.
Oh.
You know, to make it look very, very involved.
That is very Pete Stokes. Do you have a job? Maybe Pete Stokes is just a fanatic. That's how he spends his weekends. I love it. Okay, so if you're on Strava, I don't know how you find it, but you want to try and find Pete Stokes's routes. He's an Adelaide cyclist who has been doing some amazing, amazing routes to create dinosaurs, dragons, Beethoven, and recently the Nevermind Nirvana cover for its 30th anniversary. Matt, you have done fabulously this morning. Thank you for those good news stories.
No worries.